You're listening to episode 47 of the 360 Vegas Podcast. Visit our blog at 360vegaspodcast.com or send us an email at 360vegaspodcast@gmail.com.
Day after tomorrow, gentlemen, we'll be in Las Vegas.
Welcome to Vegas.
Las Vegas functions on a 24-hour-a-day schedule.
The pool's the casino.
Big volcano out in front.
That's the Eiffel Tower.
Bellagio.
Riviera.
The Mirage.
Flamingo.
Sahara.
The MGM Grand.
This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
I want to gamble.
They always put the machines that pay off the most right in the front.
Good luck.
The Strip is just the most amazing stretch of road, I think, probably anywhere in the world.
Kicking ass in Vegas.
Vegas, baby.
Vegas, baby.
Welcome to Las Vegas.
Ryan, I am in that realm of gloriousness that is blackout drunk slash possibly still drunk.
All right, well...
feeling good, sir.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I have combined...
I know you're just pre-gaming it for your trip in a few days.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That's exactly what I'm doing. I'm connecting what I'm sure others haven't thought of before, which is pre-gaming my diet, so that way, you know, I can compensate for the massive amounts of calories I'm about to consume, as well as in training for drinking in Vegas. And the two, as a combination... fucking glorious, Brian. They are glorious.
I'm sure they are. So, those two often go hand in hand.
Especially in my body.
Yes.
We have a massive show today. I mean, we have a organ rearranging show today, Brian.
I can tell, yeah.
Before we start, I wanted to wish happy birthday to Fremont. It's their 56th birthday. They opened May 18th. 1956. And also wanted to wish a happy 8th birthday to Vegas Tripping. It's safe to say that without people like 500, Vegas Tripping, Rate Vegas, the Strip Podcast, that my passion for Vegas wouldn't have cultivated itself into this show. I mean, and of course, sir, you bear a large amount of that that blame as well, or glory, whatever, you know, however you want to look at it. You know, you steered us into this awesomeness that is 360 Vegas. Back to Vegas Tripping. Even though our opinions are often different than one another, I have nothing but respect for Chuck and Vegas Tripping for pioneering the way to a new type of medium in Vegas media, and no doubt giving birth to this community that you and I bask in. So
yes, that we now like to dance around in.
Right.
Yeah, we got some listener feedback to start the show off this week.
Yeah, from a longtime friend of the show, Stuart Pointer.
Yeah, Stuart wrote us, "Hi guys, just returned from my week-long trip to Vegas, and for the second year running, I leave with a really bad cold. I decided Vegas is a hazardous place. Just think how many people touch the slot machines in a given day, and how many of those did not wash their hands after leaving the bathroom. More than 50% from my experience. Playing the machines is like taking your life in your hands. Those buttons on the machines must be hotbeds of germs and infection. Now struggling with my 11-hour jet lag, and tomorrow I fly west again from Moscow to Houston. Enjoy your visit, Stuart."
Enjoy your visit to that cesspool.
Cesspool of, yeah, German.
Brian and I had some internet issues on this week's show, so for the rest of the recording, you're going to hear audio quality that isn't really of the caliber that we prefer to bring it to you, but it was this, or we weren't going to be able to bring you a show, or potentially weren't going to be able to bring you a show this week. So you're going to hear a hiss in the audio. It's going to sound a little more airy because we had to switch over to recording from my phone. So I just wanted to let you know that that's the deal, and apologize for the lack of quality. We kind of pride ourselves on trying to bring you a top quality audio recording, and unfortunately we're not going to be able to do that for you this week. So hopefully the content will make up for it. Thanks. Yeah, he also sent us some videos of the various rooms that he stayed at, Golden Nugget, Mirage, and Mandalay Bay. They are really fucking sweet. You got to check these out. We, of course, have links to the YouTube postings that Stuart used to share those with us. It's fucking awesome. The fucking Mirage...
Yeah, I like the Golden Nugget room the best.
See, I thought the Mirage Villa with its own fucking pool was amazing. That was awesome.
The pool was cool, but I don't know. I felt like it looked exactly as it did in Vegas Vacation.
Ooh.
Which is 20 years old.
Right. All right, well, there's so, that.
And Mandalay Bay was, the view makes that completely worth it.
Absolutely,
but
yeah.
That room was horribly, horribly decorated. So, I don't know, I probably would have rolled with Golden Nugget just out of aesthetics, but.
Yeah. Well, there you go. You're prissier than I am, so.
Yeah, I don't know what to say.
We also got some listener feedback from @JohnKressel. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. And our friend VegasCasinoInfo.com. They reported that Monte Carlo's drink service seems to be fixed finally. Both reported quality service. VegasCasinoInfo.com went as far as to say it was the best drink service on the Strip in his last few trips.
Oh, that's good to hear, because the service there before was good quality. It was just infrequent, like horribly infrequent.
Right, right.
Yeah. So if they get their you know, server, cocktail waitress kind of routes, or they increase the number of them that are walking the floor, I think, you know, there's no reason why they can't.
Yeah, absolutely. We also got another email. We just got this morning, but it's really cool, so I wanted to make sure that I shared it. It says, "Hi guys, I've been meaning to write this email for a few weeks. I listened to the episode with Lori's email, and it struck a nerve with me. I listened to the podcast a few times when you first started, but to me it felt a little fake, like you guys were holding back or that you were hoping to be picked up by a radio station or something. The information was good, but the delivery didn't feel honest to me, so I stopped listening. At Christmas, my mother asked me to recommend some new Vegas-related podcasts to her. She was already a keen 500 listener, and I included your show in the list. A couple of days later, she called me and said that you guys were hilarious. I was confused. I downloaded the latest episode and was amazed by the transformation. You guys were funny. The information was still really good. It felt genuine. I've been listening ever since." We got that from Catherine from London, UK. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, and that we recognized that right away.
Yeah.
And we were like, this isn't working for us, and we just decided that we're going to be ourselves and kind of just take on any sort of pushback that we got. And really, we haven't gotten any, really.
Yeah, it's almost like we were forcing the issue in the beginning, and then I think I don't even know how conscious we were of it, but eventually we just kind of started to fall into ourselves, and that's when the show kind of transformed. Like, we stopped watching our language and we stopped trying to goof around and make jokes about everything and just let it happen. And I think it, you know, as our feedback has suggested, it clearly made all the difference.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks very much, Catherine, for the feedback. That's all pretty awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right, sir, on to our random Vegas. What do you have?
When the Sands opened in Las Vegas in December of 1952, it was such a huge success that they made back the $5.5 million it cost to build the place in the first 6 months of operation. We got that from Strictly Slots. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And the last time we'll ever hear of an entire property being built for $5.5 million.
No shit. That ship sailed long ago.
Yeah, the nonchalantness that people have towards throwing the word billion around in Vegas is disturbing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just pocket change to them.
I know, right?
In some form or another. Some people will borrow it. Some people will borrow some of it and then borrow the rest later.
Right. Right.
Sam Nazarian. All right, we've got our Vegas Beat Review of the Week as well.
This week's review is Mark's May 7th review of Diego at MGM Grand. He gave it 1 out of 5 chips.
Yeah, Mark wrote, "Heartbreaking, very difficult to rate food when you're made to wait after being seated for nearly 10 minutes without the wait staff even acknowledging signs of life at your table. We finally ordered a round of drinks after several minutes passed, and the most that we got from our waiter was the sight of him having social hour with the tables next to us. We got up and left. We relocated to Emerald's Fish House, which has never let us down. I'll visit Diego again this winter. If they shaft us again, then truly shame on us."
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal.
Yeah, that is fucked up. Although I do like doing stuff like that when, I mean, because it's, to me, it's a huge statement. I don't know if Diego realized it, but when you're just kind of like, you know what, fuck you. I'm just leaving. I'm not sticking around for this bullshit service anymore. So, yeah. Well done, Mark.
You know, it'd be good if you bumped into one of the managers on the way out and said, "Hey, just wanted to let you know we're leaving because I haven't gotten any fucking attention for like a half hour.
Right. Absolutely.
And then when they try to pull you back in, you can get a free meal that's been spit on.
You know, give and take. Like,
no, you keep moving, man. You right. Sell them. You make that statement.
Exactly.
You keep moving. You don't turn back.
Yep.
And then we've got our Twit Pick of the Week as well.
This week's winner comes to us from At the Mirage for a cool picture of an absolutely iconic property. Now, the picture is from inside the property's atrium, looking up through the palm trees at the Mirage signage on top of the building. I really like the irony in this picture. The idea that you're inside a building where nature exists, looking past it, outside to signage devoid of nature, and having the word Mirage mocking the entire experience. This is a really cool picture. Really happy that that Mirage shared it with us, so check it out.
Yep, as always, we will link to it on our blog, put it up on our Flickr page, our Facebook page, and as well as the enhanced version of the podcast.
Yep.
That's funny, I took a picture exactly like that when we were there.
Did you?
Just like that, yep.
You, sir, have an artist's eye, then.
I do not. It's a pretty easy target. That's it for the opening segment. Let's move on to the news. Our first item of news for this week is a former MGM employee pleads guilty to fraud.
The RJ reported that in 2009, Tony Ahn was an analyst for MGM. Part of his position gave him access to their Players Club members' information. And this week, he pleaded guilty to skimming $863,895 that he won from stolen free play credits from identifying players with unused free points, transferring them to a fake player's account, and working with a team to win the $800K+.
Now, that stuff happens.
Right? Oops, oopsie. MGM said they learned of the operation and even tracked the team's interactions on Facebook, which the FBI was able to use to link the group together in the crime. You know, it's always the stupid things that...
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah, that get master criminals caught. They're private chats. You can do them. So fucking stupid. Yeah. Once the bust began, evidence was buried, but eventually, as these things tend to go, members of the crime syndicate tool...
not to be confused with the band.
Right. They turned on each other and led the FBI to where the evidence was buried. Now, including the computers were card scanners and decoders, some $30,000 in cash, a pickup truck, a motorcycle, weapons, and cell phones were all seized.
And water guns.
That's right. The points used in the scheme were stolen from players between July 2009 through July 2010 and were usually people who didn't live in Nevada. Now, the three other members of the team have also pled guilty, but they're all awaiting sentencing. Part of the deal for pleading guilty included an agreement to pay back the $863K+ to MGM. Yeah, good luck collecting on that fucking debt.
Yeah, really.
Why would you even use that as a bargaining chip? Clearly, these guys don't have that.
Yeah, well, that's just... Yeah, they've spent that long ago.
I know. Maybe they're really frugal criminals, and they just had it in, like a CD, and it's going to be available in, like, 6 months, and they're like, look, we'll give it back. We just got to...
Well, it's like Matt Damon's character in Ocean's 12 when they're talking about what they owe Terry Benedict, and he's like, I guess it makes $16 million for me. Wow, the interest just kills you, doesn't it? You only spent $1 million? Yeah, mostly on talent development.
Absolutely.
That's what I can see these guys doing. Yeah, I only spent a little bit of it. I was just getting ready for the next one.
Right. Wow, what a fucked up situation.
Yeah.
To be in a position where you have access to that kind of information, and then I've never understood white-collar criminals, because there's always a paper trail. You will get caught eventually. At some point, they always get caught.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Yeah, fucking stupid. Yep.
Especially when you're using something like Facebook to organize your activities. How stupid can you fucking get?
Master criminals, Brian. That's what these people are. Fucking stupid.
Moving on.
As we should.
I'm getting stupider just continuing to talk about it.
It's accurate.
Caesars sells Harrah's St. Louis.
Yeah, it was announced this week that a deal to sell their Harrah's St. Louis Casino to Penn National has been completed. Now, the property sold for a reported $610 million. Penn National is scheduled to take over operations at the end of the second quarter, 2012. You know, well done. I really like that Caesars Entertainment is making calculated decisions to sell off assets to fund, you know, their more fortuitous locations or even just to pay the bills. I mean, they've borrowed so much and they're so in debt. I really respect that they're not just somehow getting more investors, and instead they're just going, you know what, as much as we like this location, we're going to sell it so we can open up in fucking, you know, Boston or New York or, you know, other places that weren't even on the fucking map.
Or somewhere else, happened. Good.
Right. Right. Now, for those upset about this development, I've got some good news. It was announced this week that Uruguay extended Caesars Entertainment's gaming license for an additional 20 years.
Look at that.
Yeah, making 2036 the year that they may need to start looking for any spare boxes. So. Uruguay, there's a land. I got to be honest, I don't know where Uruguay is, Brian.
It's in South America.
Ah, I would have guessed South America, but mostly because you just said it.
Oh, okay. Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Our next item is Evil Dead the Musical is moving to the Strip.
Yeah, before it even got started, Evil Dead the Musical announced that they are relocating from the Plaza on Fremont Street to the V Theater in the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood. Now, perhaps this move was made begrudgingly because Plaza just lured away the man show American Storm from Planet Hollywood, so a little sour grapes there.
The but, Wang of Thunder show.
The Wang of Thunder.
Oh, that's a couple. That's a different show. Sorry.
I want to attend that show, Brian. Now, perhaps Planet Hollywood's just trying to capitalize on the traffic that's clearly going to be drawn from the new mega Walgreens and the Goratorium. The move does appear to be abrupt, but producer Cirque Michaels has been working on this deal for months. In fact, he said that it's the venue that he originally desired to have the show in. So it took Tony and Tina's wedding moving to Bally's to create the opportunity for them to perform in the V Theater, and he jumped all over it. So not only does the V Theater offer a strip location for the show, but it also offers three times the capacity with 350-plus seating. And taking advantage of the increased capacity, the Splatter Zone, which doesn't sound appealing to me in any way, shape, or form, may be as large as 100 seats or the entire capacity of Plaza's theater. So
normally, I'm the one creating the Splatter Zone.
Well, that I love to bask in, Brian, but this Splatter Zone doesn't sound interesting to me.
Now, no, not as good.
No, definitely not. I'll bank on that. Despite the situation, Cirque clarified, or however the fuck he pronounces that, S-I-R-C, I'm going with Cirque. He clarified that he does have a good relationship with Plaza, and he is in the middle of finalizing a deal with them on another project. So Evil Dead the Musical is scheduled to begin performing on June 22nd. The shows will be Fridays at 10 p.m., and Saturday at 11:30, but there are still no ticket prices available. Jesus Christ, 11:30. What the fuck is up with these super late shows? I mean, CeeLo's got one at fucking midnight. Now this is 11:30. Oof.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm usually shithoused by that. Fuck that.
And yeah, most people are.
As they
some
should
of us
be.
Are. Some of us are in bed.
That is correct.
Wife. Next item on our list, Cannibal the Musical, now playing at Plaza.
Yeah, while we were researching the last story, I stumbled upon this information. Now, South Park and the Book of Mormon co-creator Trey Parker's Cannibal the Musical is now in residency at the Plaza Theater. The show is said to be the true story of the only person convicted of cannibalism in America, Alfred Parker. He was the sole survivor of a party of explorers who got lost in the Colorado Territory looking for gold. This sounds incredibly intriguing to me. The fact that Trey Parker is well, and I love the idea of Cannibal the Musical. Those guys are fucking hilarious. But the idea that he's just got a show playing in Vegas, I'm incredibly intrigued. If we didn't already have so many plans scheduled for this upcoming trip, I would absolutely go see this. This is, I love those guys.
Yeah.
Now, performances are Thursday through Saturday at 10 p.m. General admission is $30, and locals can get in for $20. And if you would like splash zone seating, why would you have a splash zone for that? I don't know. Anyways, it'll cost you...
It's a 4D experience.
There you go. It will cost you an extra $5. So.
Next item up, Gordon Ramsay's steak finally opens.
Yes, celebrating prickery at its finest. And and fuck you, spell check. Prickery is a word, all right? Surprised you didn't know.
It's now.
That. Yeah.
It may not have been before, but it certainly is now.
That's right. We're coining a phrase, bitches. Pulse of Vegas Perfect. Shared the details, and if you are enjoying the Enhanced podcast, you will see at Vegas Bill posted a picture of the projected banners on the Arc de Triomphe that shows Gordon's eyes glowing, which I think confirms that he is evil, which I knew all along, but now...
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah, now we have proof. Now, Gordon Ramsay's steak is located next to the High Limit Saloon in Paris. The entrance is said to be inspired by the tunnel connecting London and Paris. I assume that's because he's British. I don't know. And it also doubles as a themed bar, separating the lounge from the dining room. Now, the bar will have its own menu, different from the offerings in the restaurant. In the restaurant, the centerpiece of the interior is described as an abstract sculpture using neon tubes to emulate this ass clown's hand movements while preparing his signature beef Wellington hanging from the ceiling. To be honest, it looks more like the ashtray that your second grader made for you in pottery class or... You know, whatever kids make today in pottery class. Do they have pottery class? I don't know.
I don't care. That's fucking way outdated. Holy shit.
That's a joke from 40 years ago, kids.
What are you guys doing in home ec now?
We're nostalgists here. Now, the restaurant seats 200 enablers in a two-story dining room as well as a chef's table. Cocktails are displayed on iPads. The menu.
What kind of tails?
Cock. Yeah, cock.
Cock. Sorry, I'm being distracting.
No, it's good. I like your distractions. You're my friend. The menu is expected to change seasonally. Each time the menu changes, the first 1,000 guests will receive something autographed by Gordon. My guess is that it's a steaming pile of shit that Gordon sticks one of those little flags into and had his assistant... You know, forge his signature. And then I just get the impression that when they give it to you, they leer at you, just waiting for you to say something so they can just fucking unload and scream in your face. But and that's just my opinion. But Pulse of Vegas actually thinks it'll probably be a photo or an autographed menu. I still stick with what I think it is.
We have no reason to suspect otherwise.
No, we don't. Discounted prices are available for Total Rewards members, about $1 to $2 off just about everything on the menu. Vegas Chatter grabbed a picture of the menu, and the prices are rather significantly more expensive than originally projected. Now, I don't care if Gordon's food would give me a fucking orgasm. I will not be partaking. However, I would like to thank Paris for giving me multiple opportunities to share my opinion about this monument to assholery.
I don't think I can add anything to this that will give it any more value than it already has. So I'm going to go ahead and move on gracefully.
That's fair. Enjoy. Seriously, for those who are interested, Pulse Vegas did a really cool interview with or a review of the place. So if you're interested in that, we got a link. You can check it out.
Yep. Moving into our next story, Wynn Foxborough. The plans for that project have been abandoned.
Yeah, I'm not sure if this is the equivalent of the you're fired, no you can't fire me because I quit, or if it's just Wynn saying I'm not wasting any more of my time on this. I'm sure it's probably somewhere in between. Upon hearing this news, Caesars and MGM reassured that they are still committed to building in the state. I don't know. Alas, the people have spoken, Brian. That's democracy. Foxborough does not want a super luxurious high-end casino by possibly the greatest casino builder in all time.
Ever.
Yeah. So. Huh. Logic They're escapes lost. Me.
Yeah. Doesn't make sense. Tropicana reported it's losing less now.
Yeah. Trop said, this is good stuff, Brian. Trop's first quarter revenues were posted showing an $8.02 million loss, down from the $9.07 loss from the same time a year ago. Revenue is
up. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. See? I'm not losing as much. It's so bizarre to me to just go, hey, we lost a million less. And you're like, can I just have one of those, please? Just one?
I'll take 1%.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. But revenue is up $23.3 million from the $16.7 previously reported. Room revenue, holding percentages, and occupancy were all reporting increases. And the Trop hopes the addition of the new day nightclub and the Laugh Factory will help continue the rise to profitability. So
ultimately, I think it all ties back to the gaming.
Absolutely.
Yep, all the gaming.
Yep.
The 2012 AGA Hall of Fame inductees have been announced.
Yeah, this year's inductees are Dennis Gnomes, who is best known for uncovering the skim operation at Stardust, which essentially was the beginning of the end of the Mafia's time in Vegas. Guy Lelibreté. I might have thrown an extra L in there. He's the man behind Cirque. And Julian Serrano, who is credited with pioneering fine dining in Las Vegas when he opened Picasso at the Mirage in 1998. So congratulations to all. I don't think anyone can debate any of their worthiness.
No, absolutely not. You'd be a damn fool if they tried.
Yeah. Don't even try. You're just wasting our time.
Don't think about trying.
Yeah.
Several slot manufacturers, including WMS Gaming, have been sued over patent violations.
Yeah, the feature in question is the respin feature. When you land on some good symbols that cause the machine to hold just the good symbols and then respin the rest, this feature is available on a ton of games, including Dukes of Hazzard, Ghostbusters, Sex and the City, Zeus 2, and just a ton more.
It looks like you selected just the best of that list to mention. But anyway, go on.
Yeah. Now, lawsuits accusing patent infringement in slot machines is relatively common in the industry, and they tend to take years to sort out. But it's all math and algorithms, so I guess you can kind of prove that you came up with it. But
You know, also, not only are we not financial analysts, we're also not lawyers, so we're not going to attempt to take a crack at this one either.
Right. We only brought you the amusing parts. The rest can be figured out.
Yeah, you can figure that one out.
You want.
One Group announces partnership with Palms.
Yeah, this week the One Group announced that they will be opening a sports-themed restaurant and lounge called Horea. It will take over the space currently occupied by Garduno's. Plans are to open it by the end of 2012, and the One Group currently runs STK at Cosmopolitan and Bagatelle at Tropicana in Vegas.
Aside from the shitty name.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, too, because they just opened that sports book, so I mean, I guess having a restaurant that's sports-themed is different, but I don't know. It's just the timing. Yeah. It's weird.
You can get food while you eat instead of, you know.
Yeah. Well, there it is.
Moving on to our next story. Cosmopolitan reports its first quarter earnings.
Yeah, things are looking better. Cosmopolitan reported a $23.4 million loss in the first quarter compared to the $56.8 million reported in the first quarter of 2011. Which was also the first quarter of their resort's existence. Now, almost everything is up at the property. Net revenue from $105 to $143 million. Food and beverage is up from $57 to $71 million. Occupancy is up from 85.3% to 86.8%. And they just brought an additional 682 rooms online. The average daily rate, room rate, that is up from $245 to $253. However, just as you said, the gaming revenue still seems to be an issue, with the holding coming in at 9.7% instead of the projected 12 to 15, and the hold is, you know, what a casino actually wins from its players with gaming. But like you said, this has been an issue for Cosmopolitan from day one, and while so many other facets of properties now generate more income, usually more than the gaming, I still think when it comes down to it, it's all about gaming. It is still Vegas. I mean, I think the idea that you're able to make profits off of those other things, that was just kind of like icing on the cake, but now it's like you only have the icing.
Yep. Right.
There it is.
Moving on, MGM Resorts launching casino-themed internet game.
Yeah, the Sun-Herald reported that MGM CEO Jim Murin announced this week at the Southern Gaming Summit that in June they will launch a casino-themed internet game. The official name hasn't been announced, however, Murin referred to it as Casino Mogul. The game is said to be similar to Farmville and other social media-type games. It is set in Vegas and will, of course, only have MGM properties displayed or in it, or however that game's going to work. While the game will not have online gaming when it launches, Murin did say that it will have those capabilities should online gaming become legal in the future. This fucking sounds awesome.
Yeah, really good idea.
Yeah,
We knew all this stuff was right around the corner. Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable.
I'm a big fan of this. I hope they do this right.
Absolutely. And then in our final news story for this week, Stoney's is coming to Monte Carlo.
Yeah, Vegas Chatter reported that Stoney's, a popular country western bar in Vegas, is coming to Monte Carlo. Now, plans are said to locate it by the pub at the rear of the property, and they'll have hardwood dance floors, a mechanical bull, bikini bull riding contest, beer pong, and live entertainment. Now, Monte Carlo was unable to confirm or deny the plans of this honky-tonk bar coming to
get your mullets ready.
That's right. Coming to their property. But this isn't really our scene, but I got to say, it sounds really cool for country music fans. I'm actually surprised the Strip didn't already have one of these. I mean, they seem to cater to it, fucking everything else.
Yeah, no, you're right about that.
So while it's not for us, if it happens, well done, Monte Carlo.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. About the part that it's not for us. Moving on to some prop bets. We've got prop bets for you this week. For those of you unfamiliar, prop bets are just bits of information from various news stories, not full-out stories with all the details. The first one for this week is Vegas Chatter actually shared something they recently learned, and it's something that we didn't know either, but it makes sense. When gambling, not only can you get free drinks, you can also get free cigars and cigarettes.
That's pretty cool.
That is really cool.
I wonder what other things you could get for free. Like, could you ask for, say...
Like handies?
Yeah, like, yeah. Well, I mean, I was thinking a little more abstract. Like, say, you know, can I get a mouse trap and a ball gag? Or,
and a black leather mask.
Right. Can I get a vat of tapioca pudding and a ladle?
Can I get a plate of bacon?
Right.
Can you bring me a plate of bacon?
Can I get a drum of Vaseline and toast?
Oh. The toast is for eating, though.
Right, right.
The Vaseline is for other unmentionables.
That's right. And I would appreciate it if you don't ask, all right? It's not what I came to Vegas to be judged, all right?
Can you bring the Vaseline out in a non-labeled container so no one judges me?
Can you bring the in non-labeled drum, tankard, if you will?
And just leave the dolly here, because I'll probably take it with me.
I'm gonna need this later. I'm gonna need more of this later. Moving on, Aria offers virtual tours of a ton of places at their property, and this is pretty badass. We've got a link to that section of their site. I wish all the properties did this, and I also wish that Aria's app did this as well. That'd be cool, but.
Yeah.
Alas, it does not.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Right. But it's pretty cool being able to check out the spaces before, or virtually. Virtually.
Mm. Mm. Adding a little more validity to the possibility of SLS Vegas, SBE Entertainment hired Rob Osland to be president of and CEO of SLS Vegas. Dr. Dave did an interview with him for Vegas 7. Osland spent the majority of his career working for Steve Wynn as far back as the Gold Nugget and as recently as Encore, where he was also COO.
Wow. You know, I mean, that definitely adds some validity to this whole thing, but...
It does.
I got to be honest, I'm just getting to the point where I just don't care. I mean, maybe I'll find it more interesting once they break ground, but I'm just fucking tired of hearing about it.
Yeah, either you're going to finish us or you're not.
Right. That's right. Quit teasing.
Decide now.
No one likes a cock tease, Brian. No one. In the history of cock teases, no one.
I don't think anyone's been documented for having enjoyed that sort of thing. So
it's never been on the record.
No.
That's a shame. Caesars has a Facebook casino. It's currently in beta. It's being reported that you can earn comps by playing it. However, I was unable to ever get connected to it, so I could kind of give it a road test for the show, but... I'm still going to put a link to it on the blog just in case. Maybe it was just temporarily down. But that sounds pretty cool. That'd be fun if you're able to... Anytime you can kind of pregame your gambling for comps, I'm down with that.
Something to kind of wet your whistle for gaming before you get down there?
Get something wet, Brian.
Yep.
Meat.
Moist. nice and moist.
Right.
Las Vegas Advisor is reporting that after its stint at the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood, Rock House will relocate to its new permanent home at Venetian.
What? The guitar drink place is relocating to Venetian? That's classy.
Yeah, real nice.
Yes. All right. Coins tossed into the fountain at the Miracle Mile Shops at Planet Hollywood in the month of May will go to benefit communities in schools of Nevada. Seriously, when I have a pocket full of change and I'm tired of hearing it jingle, if I can, I do go to that fountain just because I know that it goes to charity.
I'll have to take it to a nice Coinstar and get cash.
All right, well, that's the better option, I guess, but more fortuitous.
Don't judge me, Mark. Skyview has a virtual tour you can take of the project. It's pretty cool. We kind of feel bad for these guys, though. We're not really seeing how this is going to happen, but maybe people want multiple angles of Vegas via a Skyway.
Yeah, I would definitely ride both the High Roller and the Skyview carousel or Ferris wheel observation, whatever the fuck they want to call it. But I can only see me doing Skyview like once. I mean, it's unless it just had absolutely amazing views. Then again, I still haven't been to Mixed Lounge at Mandalay Bay, so just because
it's too far, yeah.
Yeah, so hold on to your dream, Skyview. Lose millions.
Just like everybody else.
That's right.
Get in line.
Bally's Gaming is looking to hire an ERP project manager in their Nevada office. Those interested can check out the details via a link on the blog. Brian, weren't you an aspiring ERP project manager at some point? Whatever happened to that?
I was not.
No. I'm completely misremembering this.
Yes. Must be confusing me with someone else.
Yeah.
Bagatelli at Tropicana is auditioning model positions for what appears to be all their positions. Cocktail and restaurant servers, hosts, server assistants, bartenders, bar backs, and cashiers and lifeguards. Auditions are going to be taking place from May 14th through the 16th from 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. Must bring two copies of your resume as well as headshots.
Jesus Christ, fucking headshots?
To be a fucking cocktail waitress?
Yeah. And lastly, Yahoo News reported this week that the chairman's suites at Venetian not only offer 3- and 4-bedroom options, it's 10,000 square feet, has a private salon, private massage room, wet and dry saunas, a butler, and a private karaoke room. And all of this is available at the very reasonable price of $25,000 per night.
No, that seems real reasonable.
It's on my docket of things to do.
You know, if you have all that stuff available, like, it's really kind of pushing you to stay in the room the whole time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
So, yeah. That's going to do it for news and prop bets. Let's move on to playing Vegas. Starting off playing Vegas for this week, Monday, Goldfinger is playing at Cosmopolitan's Dive-In Movie. Doors open at 7. Admission is free as per usual, but snacks and drinks will be available for purchase.
Monday through Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday, Rich Little will be performing at LVH. Show starts at 8:30. Tickets are $54 to $74.
On to Wednesday, Flight to Mars, a UFO tribute band featuring Mike McCready of Pearl Jam, are playing at the Hard Rock Cafe on this trip. That show's going to start at 9 p.m. Tickets will be $25 or $20, actually $20 if you purchase them in advance. Proceeds will go to two charities, one benefiting Crohn's disease and the other for inflammatory bowel disorder.
Friday through Saturday, Lewis Black is performing at the Mirage. His show's going to start at 10 p.m. Tickets are $75 to $106.
On Saturday, the Dramatics with Slave and Rose Royce are performing at the LVH. That show's going to start at $50 and going up to $70. Also on Saturday, CeeLo Green will guest host Surrender Nightclub with Bingo Players. No idea what that is, but whatever it is, it's going to be starting at 10. Tickets will be at $34 for ladies, $46 for guys, and the VIP table for four is $778.
And lastly, Sunday, the Billboard Music Awards will be at the MGM Grand Garden Arena. Show's going to start at 5 p.m. Tickets are $75 to $217.
And that's going to do it for playing Vegas. Let's move on to slots. For our slot segment this week, we've got a review of Aristocrat Gaming's Mission Impossible. This game is a 5-reel penny video slot based on the 1996 movie starring Tom Cruise. The slot is a real power game, an Aristocrat exclusive system where players buy reels instead of lines, leaving open the scatter pay option on all winning combinations. The game has a minimum bet of 50 credits and a maximum of 150. To be eligible for the grand jackpot, you must be playing max bet, as with most slot machines. The game features four progressive jackpots: the grand jackpot, which starts at 250 grand, the major, starting at $750, the minor, starting at $75, and finally the mini, starting at $20. All progressive jackpots can be won during the Big Bang bonus feature. Once again, this release from Aristocrat utilizes the Verve HD cabinet. Here you have full control over the adjustable 3D panoramic digital audio. The game's full HD 1920 by 1080 graphics play out on the 31.5-inch portrait monitor and also features an LCD programmable button deck.
Getting into the bonus rounds, we'll start with the Masquerade bonus. It's triggered randomly. In this bonus, all IMF agents reveal their true identity. A layer of the reels is removed, much like the rubber masks from the film, and all agents on the screen are replaced by just one of the IMF agents.
Yep. Onto the sharpshooter bonus. This is a random bonus where up to five wilds are shot onto the reels by a gun in the foreground of the screen and results in bonus credits.
The stealth reels bonus. In this bonus, reels 1 and 5 are replaced with multipliers and wild symbols. This can result in huge payouts, as all lines receive either a wild or a multiplier.
Yep. Next up is the high-speed showdown bonus. This is triggered with three scattered mission or high-speed symbols. You are briefed on your mission objectives and then are taken into a tunnel scene from the movie's finale. Here you must find the rogue IMF agent, Jim Phelps. You are given four picks of nine panels on the top of the train. Each panel contains credit values. If you find Jim Phelps within your picks, you are awarded all credit values and the round starts all over again. If you can do this four times, you are given a fifth selection, which can result in further credit values or a bet multiplier for the bonus.
In the Black Vault bonus, this round is awarded with scattered mission or Black Vault symbols and awards up to 10 free games. During this round, you watch an animated version of the infamous CIA break-in as you attempt to recover the knock list and download agent identities to the reels.
And the last bonus is the Big Bang Jackpot bonus. This can be triggered at any time during the base game. This is where you have the chance to win one of the four progressive jackpots, and the jackpot bank is converted into a large bomb. You must match three or more jackpot lights before the time runs out and the bomb explodes. Whatever part of the bomb remains is the jackpot you are awarded. Once the time runs out, you are also awarded with an additional 1,000 credits.
I don't know if it's because I'm still drunk, but I don't get this game.
I think it sounds cool.
Yeah.
It's probably because you're still hammered.
Okay.
Yep.
Noted.
Yes, absolutely. And that was Aristocrat Gaming's Mission Impossible game. Special thanks to our buddy Matt from our Annie Up segment for providing us with the breakdown of the game.
Yep.
You can check out 360VegasSlots.com for these details, as well as a video of the game in action.
Mm-hmm.
Also accompanying our slot review this week, we have some slot tournament information for you.
Yeah.
We have some slot information tournament. Wait.
Imperial Palace has a free slot tournament Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Top players of the day can win up to $1,500 in free slot play. All you have to do is be a Total Rewards member to enter and hit a button for 5 minutes. The tournament machines are located on the third floor of the Pagoda Tower near the Sportsbook and the Human Nature Theater. Thank you, Pulse of Vegas, for sharing that info with us.
Absolutely. Whenever we have slot tournament information, I'm glad to bring it.
Absolutely. bring it, Brian.
It's been brought in. Moving on to some jackpots, we have a horribly embarrassing list of jackpots for you this week, but we're going to tell you about them anyway.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself, Vegas.
Yeah, fuck you, Las Vegas. Tuesday, May 8th, Binions reported a $4,000 jackpot on a Game King double-double bonus poker machine.
Thursday, May 10th, TI reported a $22,500 jackpot on a top dollar slot.
And on Friday, May 11th, Stratosphere reported a $3,500 jackpot on a 25-cent Keno machine. And that's it for jackpots.
I'm hoping they're fasting for me. You know, I'll get there and they'll just start to gorge themselves all over me.
Yeah, that would be good.
All over me.
That's going to do it for our slots and jackpot segments. Let's go ahead and move on to Vegas Deals. Vegas Deals, of course, is the portion of our show where we share with you ways you can save money on your next trip to Vegas. And we've got some exciting packages for you to enjoy.
I'm always excited by good packages, Brian. You know
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, you I know, do. I know it better than most.
You know that well.
Let me share with you this Luxor Vegas Escape 2012 package.
And I shall enjoy it.
Yes. Well, you should, because you'll get $15 off the Glow and Bronze package at the Nurture Spa.
Mm-hmm.
25% off of any one purchase at Bazaar, the marketplace, but it excludes alcohol, beverages, and food. You do get comp entry for two to LAX Nightclub, 15% off of any purchase at Rice & Company, and this good is for rooms booked from now until September 12th. Rates for this range from $42 to $131 on weekdays and then from $115 to $220 on the weekends.
I like how at the Bazaar, they clearly state that it's one purchase, and it excludes everything that you would be in that place to purchase.
Right. Yep. I mean, if you needed some Vaseline or something like that,
there you go. Perhaps your tanker did not supply you with adequate amounts of Vaseline.
It did not suffice.
Perhaps you had too much toast. Next deal we're going to talk about, next glorious package we're gonna hold for you and display is... is Stratosphere's Twitter throw package. I'm sorry, holding this package is quite amusing, Brian.
Well, it can be quite difficult work too. It's so heavy.
Oh,
you're talking about Stratosphere.
True words, Brian, have not been spoken.
No, not on this show.
You get a 2-for-1 unlimited thrill ride passes, 50% off cabana rentals, $20 off tickets to Frankie Marino. 2-for-1 tickets to Bite, and room rates start at $44. The deal is good for trips booked now through July 31st. However, you must book this deal by next Saturday, May 19th.
Yep, or you don't get shit.
Yeah, nothing for you.
Not a Stratosphere.
No.
We'll probably have other packages, but now through May 25th, you can get 40% off of food and non-alcoholic drinks at Planet Hollywood and the Forum shops at Caesars.
Missoula Lounge at Mandalay Bay has live music 7 to 10 p.m. and 10:30 to 2 a.m. every day. Why did they feel they had to be so specific to go, we're going to be honest with you, it's not 7 to 2. There's a half an hour break in there at one point.
We feed them at that point. Cabo Wabo has happy hour, although I don't know why you'd want to go.
Nope.
Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6 p.m. offering 2-for-1 frozen shitty drinks.
Yeah, devoid of the entire purpose of purchasing said drinks.
Yeah, which is alcohol.
Yeah.
I was so excited to get drinks from there, too, and then I was just let down.
I was, too.
Yeah. Fortunately, I was already tanked by the time we got there, but...
So, you know, it worked out in the end, but... Regardless, frustrating nonetheless.
Well, I didn't feel my level of drunkenness was enhanced by their beverages, which is where the problem arises.
That is correct.
Yeah.
For those of you interested, you can get free admission to, or for one. For those of you interested. It's a collection of fuck up. Imperial Palace has an auto collection, and you can get free admission. Just go to the fucking blog and print out this coupon. Is the point I'm trying to make.
Yeah. While Mark continues to struggle with that, I'll tell you, California residents can get half-price tickets to the Mac King Comedy Magic Show at Harrah's June 1st through Labor Day. All you got to do is show your California ID at the Harrah's box office, and your tickets will be $15. Mac King Comedy Magic Show performs twice daily, Tuesday through Saturday, 1 and 3 p.m. I don't know why that was such a difficult thing for me to spit out.
Yeah. Comedy magic, it's hard to buy into.
Mac King Comedy Magic Show.
That's wacky. House of Blues has a happy hour, 2 to 6 p.m. every day. They offer $3 beers, $4 house wines, $5 cocktails, and various food specials.
Yep. Diego at MGM Grand has a happy hour Sunday through Thursday, 4 to 5:30 p.m. At this happy hour, you can get $4 draft beers, $5 Cuervo margaritas, $6 glasses of wine, $7 frozen margaritas, $7 sangrias, and $15 beer pitchers. But don't expect to get any service.
No. Carlos and Charlie's at Flamingo has a happy hour 2 to 6 p.m. every day, offering 2-for-1 margaritas, regular and Big Mama size. I am so uncomfortable that they have a drink size named Big Mama.
Yeah. It would be better if it was Big Papa, right?
It'd be better for me, I can tell you that one. Big Mama has a Twitter handle as well, and I am quickly starting to hate Carlos and Charlie's at Flamingo.
Yeah, they closed down their location down here in Orlando.
Oh, I can't imagine
why. Their food was just okay.
You know, it's like they got together and said, hey, can we make a lamer TGI Fridays? Do you think we can pull that off?
That's basically what it is.
Yeah. It's wacky, Brian.
It's out there, Mark.
It's wacky, and I don't like it.
You can check out these and all the deals we report on the show at 360vegasdeals.com. Vegas Deals is done. Let's move on to coming attractions.
It's done.
Fucking over. On to coming attractions. We've got a nice list of performances outside of the normal residencies for you that we're going to share. Starting off the list for this week, Beck is performing at the Pearl at Palms Wednesday, August 8th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m., and tickets will be ranging from $50 to $82.
Will I Am of the Black Eyed Peas will be a special guest DJ at Encore Beach Club Saturday, June 30th. Tickets are $34 for ladies, $46 for guys.
Aretha Frank. I don't know. That was Urethra. I don't know why. Like, every time I see her name, that's what I want to say. And that's not right because, you know, she's earned respect throughout her career. But anyway, I'm going to say it anyway. Urethra Franklin is coming to the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace Sunday, July 15th. That show starts at 7:30, and tickets will be ranging from $50 to $155.
Brian, Aretha could not get a job at Bagatelle.
Her headshots just weren't up to par.
Well, and she's girthy, Brian.
Yeah.
She's large. She is
a large lady.
That's right.
She might be the Big Mama icon from Carlos Charles.
Possibly, could, Brian.
Could be maybe.
Right. Thursday's Boulevard Social Club artists were announced this week from Cosmopolitan. We don't know any of these artists, but if you're interested, we have a link for you, and those shows are going to start at 9 p.m. Tickets are $20 plus.
Weezer is coming to the Mandalay Beach Friday, June 15th. That show is going to start at 9 p.m., and tickets will be $62.
Nicki Minaj is performing at Planet Hollywood Saturday, August 4th. Show's going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets are $48 to $92. I don't get Nicki Minaj. I mean, is she supposed to be the new Lil' Kim, or...
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't care. Let's move on.
Yep. 311 and Slightly Stupid is performing at Mandalay Beach Saturday, September 1st. That show's going to start at 9 p.m., and tickets will be going for $57.
When I first read that, I read it as 311 is Slightly Stupid. I'm like, why are they advertising that? Sugarland is performing at Mandalay Beach Sunday, September 2nd. Show starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $85.
And finally, 40 Ounce to Freedom, which is a Sublime tribute band, is performing at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip July 7th. That show is going to start at 8 p.m. Tickets will be $12 in advance, $15 on the day of the show. Don't forget, you can find links to purchase tickets to these and all of the artists we report on our Coming Attractions calendar on the blog. That's going to do it for Coming Attractions. Let's move on to Annie Up.
Welcome back to another segment of Annie Up. I'm Matt, and with me is Daz, the guy, or well, both of us actually, are still recovering heavily from the bachelor party we went to last weekend.
Yeah, which was our second for the same guy. I'm not complaining now.
But... our friends had two, as everyone thought we said on Twitter, a Bucks stew, but we actually said Bucks do, as in a bachelor party. But yeah, we've had two of them for the same motherfucker.
Yeah, the one was 4 days long.
The first one in Melbourne was 4 days, just a four-day bender.
Yeah.
Just a cauldron of cocks for 4 days. And the second one was at my house the other night.
I never need to recover from a cock. I'm straight on it the next day.
Yeah, you're back. You're back in action. All right, let's get back to this bullshit we're going to talk about. Once again, we're going to discuss some basic slot machine tips. With how much feedback we received from some of our slot tips over the last few months, we thought it's what you little kids are really hungry for. Don't do a kid joke. It's too dirty.
Hungry kid, you can't put down the same sentence. You're like teasing me. Like,
I am.
Opening your fly and going, Des, Des.
Come, like, come grab it. I'm luring you with my tackle.
Tackle. I don't reckon anyone in the US calls it a tackle.
It's good though. They will now.
A tip that we have failed to discuss and probably one of the most important is to always read the pay tables carefully.
All slot machines are required by state law to display the payback percentage somewhere on the machine. These are often displayed as a sticker and are not always easy to spot at first glance. Obviously though, the higher the percentage on the sticker, the higher the payback.
There are two major types of slots, progressive jackpot machines and standard. Now, you're only eligible for the progressive jackpot if you are playing the max coin. So if you're not playing the max, you should stick to the standard machines.
The reason for this is that if you are not playing for the jackpot, then you are actually playing below the payout percentage. When you are playing the progressive machine, a percentage of every coin you play is being pulled in the jackpot, and you are not eligible to win it back if you're not playing max coin.
Yeah. So you're just giving them a little bit of the money every time. A way to save some time when you are looking for the denomination. I just think of domination.
I know you do. Because I'm wearing black leather and a whip.
It's so gross.
So that's an
idea. I had to get that.
Come on, kids. Right. There you go. You can do it again.
Deep breaths. A way to save some time when you are looking for the denomination you want to play is to look for the lights on top of the machine.
In the casino business, these are often called candles. The bottom light on the candle represents the denomination. In most casinos, blue represents a dollar, yellow is for quarters, and red is for nickels.
We have a few candles lit here to set the mood.
We do, yeah, it's nice. Some incense and candles.
Sure, it's nice.
It's intimate.
It's called our love box.
What if Mark and Brian, our love TV, I think they call it.
We should Twitter a picture of...
Yeah, we got to send a picture out of this, because this is really homoerotic. Covered in blankets to soften the sound. It looks
every
so nice.
Time I move, I'm bumping it into a mattress.
Yeah, you're biting a pillow as well. If you wish to contact us with a gambling question, have a gaming story you wish to share, or have any feedback, you can find us on Twitter at 360AnnieUp, or drop us an email at 360AnnieUp@gmail.com.
Bite pillows.
Those fucking guys.
I love those guys.
Special thanks to, again, to Matt and Daz, who do an amazing job on their Annie Up segment. I got to tell you, I get hard as hell every time we go through this part of the show. But hey, enough about my massive erection. I want to thank you guys for downloading the show.
I do not have problems climaxing, Brian, after listening to their segments.
No, and I often do. So that's going to do it for episode 47. We absolutely appreciate every one of you guys sticking with us every week. We hope you have a good time listening. So anyway, that's it. We're done. If you'd like to check out any of the news stories that we referenced on this week's show, you can always do so at our blog. That's 360vegaspodcast.com. You can also find links to all of our social media handles that we've got going on there. There's too many to mention here. I'm not going to bore you with that. But yeah, so that's it. We're not going to have a show next week because Mark's going to be in Vegas. But we've got a special, special show that we're going to be putting in there for you.
Yeah, it's our next installment of Vintage Vegas, and we're quite proud of it.
Yes, we are. We've been working on that one for a while. So we're very excited you'll be able to enjoy that in Mark's absence.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's it. Thanks again for downloading, guys. We appreciate you. And,
Yeah, see you in 2 weeks.